Senator Cindy O'Loughlin joins us, and of course, she made the trip with the governor and visited with him at stops in Canton, Clarksville, and also in Hannibal on Monday. And Senator, when you looked out, and I know you were in the helicopter too, you looked out and saw the devastation. What kind of thoughts came to your mind?
You know, I know a lot of people in our area are on social media, so they see other people have gone up in small planes, or they've got drones, and they've taken aerial photos. But it's truly astonishing how much water there is. It seems like it's everywhere. And, of course, you have a lot of crop land just sitting idle because it hasn't been planted. So, you know, the long-term effect is not good.
And I imagine it's heartbreaking to see those images and especially see them firsthand like that, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we stopped at each community and talked with people. And we talked, like, for instance, when we went to Canton, we talked to Roger Souter. And he really is a hero because he keeps the Fabius levee from breaking and has truly done an incredible job. But they talk about the amount of money that they've had to invest, like $50,000, $75,000. And it's that kind of thing. If they can't get that reimbursed, you know, it bankrupts their association. So a lot of money being spent and a lot of people looking to see how can they get that covered because they don't have a lot of extra money.
Senator, what did it mean to the people you had a chance to visit with on Monday to have the governor take time to make that personal visit to Northeast Missouri?
Oh, I think it meant a lot. I mean, people, you know, had been asking, would he come and visit and see things firsthand? And, of course, he's from a small town himself, so he understands the rural nature of our area. And he relates very well to the people, and I think they just felt gratified that, you know, he was paying attention and that he understood their plight. And it wasn't that he was ignoring them, but, you know, to his credit, it seems like half the state is underwater.
And really, the governor paid that visit to Northeast Missouri, but another portion of your district, too, at least part of it, is also underwater. When you look at what's happened for instance, in Sheraton County, I know it extends into Howard County, even into Cole and portions of Boone, too. This is a widespread effect, isn't it?
It's terrible. I mean, I-29 is shut down up in Northwest Missouri, and just seems like everywhere you look, there's flooding. And so it truly is catastrophic in several different areas. And so the governor, to his credit, has been out and about and tried to visit and tour personally all of these areas. And there's a lot of them.
All right. I got to ask you, from a personal standpoint, what's it like being in a Black Hawk helicopter?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it was kind of noisy right there at the first, but it was very cool. I mean, we all had headsets and, like I was telling you before, the two of the doors are open, so you just look right outside, and you could take a lot of good photos, and I don't know, it was very neat, and the way you take off and land, and especially when I heard we were landing in Clarksville, I thought, I don't know where we're going to land in Clarksville, because the flats are underwater, and everything else is on a hillside, but, you know, we landed on this little bitty dirt lot, and there were power lines all around. So I kind of closed my eyes on that one, but we made it.
And finally, Senator, when you made those stops with the governor and got to meet some of the people from these communities and look them in the eye, could you see their determination that, hey, this isn't going to stop us? We're Missourians. We're going to make it through this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you didn't see anybody that was defeated. You did see people that were tired and people that are concerned. And, you know, but we have a very hardy population, I think, and especially in our rural areas. I mean, if you make it out here, you're pretty strong to start with. So I didn't see anybody that was ready to give up.
Senator Cindy O'Loughlin has joined us today on Regional Radio.